just begun to get our share of this world's delight. High, high hopes we have for the future. And our goals in
yeah, you know, I was talking about that picture that I did about 30 years after that, the pictures of the historical figures. That one that came years later was a creative one of mine. Just came out of my own mind. And I tell you, it was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You think I can draw that again? My hopes are not high at all. But listen, y'all do your thing. Get your artwork going. All right. Now, what else can you do? You know, we talked about relaxation techniques to help us relax. I mean, specifically for the purpose of relaxing, truly relaxation techniques. We've talked about deep breathing and muscle relaxation exercises, things like that. Usually, when I've discussed it in the past, it was really primarily in the context of individuals doing it alone. However, but you don't have to do it individually. Think about this now. Just think about it this way. You can get on a treadmill or a cycle, a stationary bicycle, and just do your thing by yourself. But you can also be part of a cycling class, and maybe 12 of you, 15 of you, in a room on your cycles, cycling at the same time, in sync with what the instructor has you all doing. Well, you can do the same thing when it comes to relaxation techniques. You can just explain how each exercise is done and then go through it. So, for example, let's say if you want to do the deep breathing. First, of course, tell everyone how the exercise is done. Please, please, please get everyone to buy into this, that this is also about safety. And when I say safety now, I mean primarily emotional safety. In other words, we're talking about relaxation. One of the rules is nothing will be done deliberately for the purpose of startling anyone else. This is not the time for that. That can cause some serious problems. Just when people are getting ready, just preparing their minds to do this, the relaxation process can have already started even before you begin with the first instruction. When I say the first instruction, I mean, let's just say everyone is either going to be sitting in a comfortable position or lying in a comfortable position. And it is already understood we're going to move into relaxation mode. A lot of people can begin taking their minds and their emotions to that place of relaxation even before you say, breathe in deeply, if you're going to be doing a deep breathing. So, you know, you take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, and you have someone who is quietly but yet loudly enough for everyone to hear the instructions being called out so that everyone is doing everything in sync. When one person is breathing in through the nose, everyone else is in the family is breathing in through the nose. And as you're holding it for the count of three, however you're going to be doing this, and slowly blowing that air back out, everyone is blowing out at the same time. Well, this is what I'm saying. Even before the leader, the facilitator, the instructor says, all right, now everyone take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Before you get to that first instruction, people have already been settling their minds into relaxation mode. And if someone comes up and just suddenly says something out real loud and startles, scares other people, really and truly, that's so inappropriate that it is not funny. It is really not funny. There's a time and a place for everything. And if it is ever appropriate to startle people, if it is ever appropriate to startle people, that certainly is not the time. And when I say, of course, if some emergency is coming up, hey, we got to get out of here. We got to get out. Okay, that's necessary. But I'm talking about when someone's doing it just for quote unquote fun, that's inappropriate. So have that discussion with everyone in the family and get everyone to accept the fact that we are not going to be playing that game of startling people when it's time to relax. All right. Okay. So that's it. Let's say that the family's going to do the deep breathing. All right. So you're going to be taking a slow, deep breath in through your nose. And you should be doing it in such a way that, breathe the way our babies breathe. You notice how very often when our babies are breathing naturally, you can especially see it when they're asleep, naturally their stomachs rise as they inhale. That's the way we should be doing it. Yeah, our belly should be raising up as we breathe in. Okay, so take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, having that belly raise up. Hold your breath to the count of three. One, two, three. And slowly breathe out through your mouth. And you should notice how your belly is going down. And you might even want to let out a sigh as you exhale. Just, And so we've said this before. You can definitely deep breathe just about anywhere at any time on an individual basis. Cool. You could be at school and maybe you won't do the ah sound as you exhale, but just let it out, especially if you're in class. But if you can get away from doing a break, deep breathe. Do that for a few minutes. Relax yourselves. You're at work. Take a break. Tell your kids they can deep breathe whatever, before a game, before a concert, at the end of the day. That's good for people of any age to deep breathe, especially at the end of the day. You're relaxing, kind of cleansing the body of some of those harmful chemicals. I tell you what, making life mucho better. All right. I know we can count on y'all to share this with your families, right? And remember now, remember, in addition to listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM The Voice, you can also go to speakingwith.com and listen online at your convenience on your laptop, on your desktop, on your pad, on your smartphone. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., now optimized for smartphone use.